There's an account in Luke chapter 2 where Jesus remained behind in Bethlehem while everybody else was gone. He was there sitting in the midst of teachers, and he was listening to them and asking them questions. Joseph and Mary actually lost Jesus. They lost him. Let me say that again. They lost Jesus. And many people will probably get on them for losing Jesus. How can you lose Jesus? How do you lose God? How do you lose the very essence of your being? How do you lose Jesus? Great question to ask, and many of us can be very critical of them. But during that time, as they walked and traveled in these large caravans, this was probably something that was not uncommon. And also, I want to bring this point out. In first century Palestine, gender-specific roles would have been attributed to adult men and the training of young males in a trade and also teaching them to live a religious life. So Jesus presumably had learned from Joseph. We criticize Joseph for losing Jesus, but he actually learned from him. And he placed him in the midst of teachers constantly. And that's why Jesus found himself even in that position. It's not that he lost him, so to speak, but Jesus was in a place that he ultimately had been taught to be in, a place of learning, education, understanding among the men. And it started in the household that he was allowed to be brought up in. You see, Joseph was teaching Jesus how to make and cultivate connections, to be candid and honest, to listen, and to teach, and to pay attention to others. Father, help us to understand that in life, it's not about the negatives, so to speak. It's not about what we didn't do. It's about what we are doing. Help us to be more candid, more honest in our approach to life, and not focus on those negative things that can hinder us from truly realizing the value of the connections that we have, the relationships that we have, and the life that we live. We thank you so much for the beauty of your honesty and our connection with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, I want to personally thank you for listening to today's podcast. Feel free to visit us online at amplifychristian.church or visit us in person if you are in the Detroit Redford area. We'd love to have you. You can find directions and our location online at amplifychristian.church. This is Pastor Corey saying, don't forget to live out loud.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.